You've been listening to Sunday Sadhana here on WDRT 91.9 Viroqua. And we are very excited to introduce you to our guest from Bloomington, Indiana. And it's Sakshi Zion. How are you doing today?
Namaste. I'm doing wonderful. So blessed to be here. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Namaste. Thanks for coming. So, what would you like to share with us today? What brought you to Kirtan?
Well, so I actually have kind of an interesting story. I originally became a Rasta at a very young age, and it was in high school, and I ended up going to North Carolina to follow love, fell in love with the girl down there, and we were both vegetarians as Rastas, and there was a vegetarian restaurant called Govinda's, and it was owned by the Hare Krishnas. And being a Rasta, you know, I was very much into the traditions of the Rastafari path and the musical tradition of Rastafari. Most people know as reggae, but the ceremonial music of Rastafari is called Nyabingi. And it's very repetitive chants, kind of like hymns and gospel chants with like a, you know, a Jamaican accent and Rastafari perspective. And when I first heard kirtan from the Hare Krishnas, I was just like, wow, this is the same thing as Nyabingi, you know, that rhythm, that heartbeat rhythm, very trance-like, very meditative. And then the chants, the mantras, are repeated over and over to put one in that meditative state to create that that spiritual dynamic and energy that, you know, connects one to the divine. And those songs of praise, those songs of giving thanks, those songs of freedom, of liberation, it's the same sort of energy in Nyabingi and kirtan. And today, I believe that every indigenous culture has a form of kirtan. Mm-hmm. Go anywhere in the world and you find drums and chanting in a circle. And so I believe that kirtan is a universal language and that we just have different regional indigenous forms of the songs of love and devotion to the divine. Mm-hmm. So that's initially what brought me to kirtan is, you know, kind of led by the divine to meet different people and to meet the devotees of Krishna and finding those similarities, those commonalities between Rastafari and the Vedic tradition. And I just dove right in. I just like started to learn everything I could about the Vedic path and about kirtan as like an art form, as a spiritual practice. And it just captured me, just how beautiful some of these melodies and just the experiences that I would have just being taken away and brought to a peaceful state of mind and ecstatic states of joy and feeling, you know, connected to my higher self and everything around me and others and the divine within. And it just captured me. It just captured my heart. And I was able to, you know, travel around on a festival tour called the Festival of India. And I was able to perform kirtan with some great kirtaniyas around the country. And I was able to first, you know, share my reggae kirtan with the world on that festival tour and went to India as well and studied with kirtan masters. And I learned the mridanga, which is the drum that's commonly used in the kirtan practice. And I took some harmonium lessons, which is this little pump organ that we use to sing as an accompaniment instrument to the kirtan. And I've just been able to just see so many different styles of kirtan develop throughout the last few decades. Kirtan has definitely taken the world by storm. It's like a whole movement that's just growing and growing and growing. And we have things like Bhakti Fest, which has brought kirtan to the whole wide world, and been blessed to share the stage with people like Krishna Das and Jai Uttal and Arjun Baba and Dave Stringer and Wah and DJ Drez and MC Yogi and
nice.
All these different people. I've been blessed to kind of share the stage with them and participate in their amazing kirtans, and I've just been sharing my unique style ever since, and it's been a wonderful journey. It's constantly evolving, and it's a practice that anybody can tap into. Like I said, it's a universal language. I believe that no matter what tradition, what culture you come from, we all have a form of this singing and musical praise and connection to the divine, whether that be zikr or, qwali or, nayabingi, all these different forms of ceremonial, devotional music. Mm. Whatever form of, chanting or whatever tradition you come from, you can tap in right away to the musical form of praise and giving thanks. That gratitude is everything, Mm. I always try to start the day with gratitude, and the more you give thanks, the more you have things to be thankful for.
Mm, gratitude is so magical.
Yes.
For sure. So, what would you like to share with us first?
So, I'd like to do a little Shiva chant.
Okay.
Gonna play some harmonium, and we have my brother here,
Monty.
Monty, gonna play some drums for us. So happy to have you, and Jai, you're gonna sing along with us. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna do a little Shiva chant, and it's called Hara Hara Bole Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, Hara Hara Bole, Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, Hara Hara Bole, Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya. Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, Hara Hara Bole, Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, Hara Hara Bole, Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, Hara Hara Bole. Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, Hara Hara Bole, Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, Hara Hara Bole, Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya. Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, Hara Hara Bole, Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, Hara Hara Bole, Namah Shivaya, Someshvara, Shiva Someshvara, Hara Hara Bole, Shivaya, Someshvara, Shiva Someshvara, Hara Hara Bole, Namah Shivaya, Hara Hara Bole, Namah Shivaya, Hara Hara Bole, Namah Shivaya, Hara Hara Bole, Namah Shivaya.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
I feel like we're so lucky. We've gotten to go so many places in the world, and somehow you're here in little Viroqua, and we get to have you on the radio show. This feels so blessed. So blessed. So what's your favorite reggae kirtan song that you've created, and like, what does it say to you?
Well, there's so many different reggae kirtan songs that I've done, and I love reggae kirtan because for me it's something that's so deeply a part of who I am, the foundation of the influences and what I've been through and the different life paths and interactions and exposures and experiences that I've had. And so, you know, it's very deep part of, like, you know, just who I am as, you know, Sakshi Zion, you know, and just how I've come to kirtan and how, you know, reggae and Nayabingi and Rastafari and, you know, the Vedic tradition of, you know, Krishna and Shiva and all that, just like for me is so, you know, intertwined in my inner cosmos and my, you know, divine revelation of, you know, how I perceive the world and the spiritual realms and things like that. But there's one in particular that really is close to my heart. It's this reggae Hare Krishna. And because the Hare Krishna was one of the first experiences I ever had of kirtan, you know, that's definitely a part of why it's so special to me. And then, you know, just the energy of this particular kirtan, it has very like upbeat, positive feel to it. It's kind of like that joyful, you know, like make you want to like bop your head or dance, you know, bust a move, you know. And so I call this one Reggae Hare Krishna. And you guys want to hear it?
Yeah. I want to ask you also,
sure.
So what does the Maha Mantra mean to you? Like,
sure.
It's the great mantra.
Right. So yeah, that's literally what the Maha Mantra means. The mantras, man, the mind, and tra to free, the free the mind, and Maha is the great. Like we have Mahatma Gandhi, great soul. And so Maha Mantra, the great mantra. And for me, this mantra is, it's about that divine love between God and Goddess. And within all of us is that divine God and Goddess. And that, you know, that's what yoga is we're seeking union. Yoga is to yoke back to establish that union with our divine king and queen within our heart. And so Hare is Radha, the divine consort of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Radhe Krishna. And so for me, chanting Hare Krishna is that communion, that union of God and Goddess within our divine masculine and feminine coming together and finding that wholeness within us, that balance, that yin and yang. And also within the Maha Mantra, there's like this longing and the separation, the anticipation. So sometimes we go through life and, you know, just like you might experience in a relationship when your lover is, you know, in a different country or far, far away, and you miss them and you long for them, and the anticipation of seeing each other builds up and builds up. And, you know, when you finally unite, that union is so much greater because the anticipation that has been built up. And so in the stories of Radha and Krishna, a lot of it is that longing and that anticipation, because Krishna leaves Vrindavan and Radha and the gopis, they just like miss Krishna so much, and they're just longing for him to return, and they're just thinking about him and singing about him. And it's that anticipation that's building that makes that union so much sweeter. And so when we chant, it's like it's in that mood of like calling for that our divine lover to come back, and let's unite and let's be together. And so when we chant, we build up this longing and this anticipation, and we're bringing that union closer and closer and closer. And as a practice, kirtan as a practice, as we begin to chant in this mood, the more we chant and the more we build that anticipation, the stronger that union and that sweetness is experienced. And in a kirtan, in life, in an interaction between a friend, a lover, a child, anything, you know, in nature, we build up this anticipation, and we're able to experience as it's building to this its peak. Then we start to experience that true bliss, that ananda of union with everything, because, you know, God is everywhere. The divine is within and without us at all times, and it's not about finding it necessarily. It's about remembering that it is us and it's all around us, and it's just about tapping into that experience here and now. So that's what the Maha Mantra means for me. It's just that building of that anticipation and that union is just all the sweeter, and coming to that experience of that ananda, that truth of our oneness here and now.
Awesome. I'm excited to hear it.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.